we are at the Meadows at Mystic Lake for the annual Vikings Children's Fund golf tournament, but we carved some time out to do a pick six, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Michael. How is Teddy looking during OTAs? Well, Mr. Bridgewater looks sharp during OTAs. They're cutting it loose a little bit, as head coach Mike Zimmer said last week. Teddy is taking command of the huddle and of the offense. He looks like he's poised for a big step forward in year three. Chris from Fowler, California has the next question. I know it's early, but do you see more determination and respect for the craft of being a NFL receiver from Cordarrelle Patterson? Well, first of all, it's not early anymore. The Vikings are almost done with their 10 OTAs, and next week's three-day mandatory minicamp wraps up the offseason program. So the Vikings are nearing the end of the offseason program, and throughout it, Cordarrelle has looked great. He's running good routes, he's making catches, he's making plays, and of course he looks good as a kickoff returner. A lot of people expect Cordarrelle to kind of be a marginal player, but I will be surprised if Cordarrelle doesn't have a big year in 2016. Love seeing the work he's put in so far this offseason and can't wait to watch him at training camp. Eric from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida has the next question. Outside of Adrian, which Vikings player has the best chance for double-digit touchdowns? This is a good question, and I have an answer. Kyle Rudolph. The Vikings want to be a much better red zone scoring team in 2016, and I think a key to that is Teddy Bridgewater finding his big, sure-handed tight end in the end zone. If the Vikings can do that, I think Kyle Rudolph could have double-digit touchdowns and get back to the Pro Bowl. Our next question comes from Michael. What do you think will be the key factor for the Vikings returning to the playoffs? Well, there are a few factors. Let's start out with beating Green Bay. The division goes through Minnesota because Minnesota is the defending NFC North champions, but Green Bay will be gunning for the Vikings, and Green Bay has been atop this division for most of the last 5 years. So the Vikings have to hold serve against the Green Bay Packers. That starts in week two at US Bank Stadium on Sunday night. But beyond that, the defense forcing turnovers. On offense, more explosive plays, and on special teams, help win the field position battle. If the Vikings can accomplish those tasks, the division should be theirs. Our next question comes from Twitter. Chris Duncanson asks, hey, Wobby, is there a chance we could get Diggs mic'd up during OTAs? Well, if we don't get him during OTAs, we're definitely going to have him during minicamp or training camp. So if you like Stephon Diggs, stay tuned to Vikings.com because we'll have a helmet cam and we'll get him mic'd up for your viewing pleasure. And our final question comes from Devin in Watertown, South Dakota. Three things you're looking for out of next week's minicamp are? Well, number one, how about Teddy connecting deep with the talented group of receivers the Vikings have accumulated, including rookie Laquon Treadwell? We want to see that Teddy Bridgewater to Laquon Treadwell pipeline flowing. Number two, the combinations the Vikings use along the offensive line. We know that there are some positions that are set in stone, but others along the offensive line are certainly open for competition. What's going to happen at right tackle with Andre Smith and Phil Loadholt? Who's going to be playing at right guard? Lots of questions to be answered. The good news is the Vikings have the talent to fill out a very good offensive line with quality depth. The question is, who's going to go where? So we'll keep an eye on that during minicamp. And finally, we wanted to see Mike Zimmer in a good mood. Crisp, sharp practices where guys stay on the ground and no one gets hurt, and then Mike Zimmer comes to the podium and is in a good mood at his press conference. If we can accomplish those three things at minicamp, it will be a success. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We're going to be back next week with another edition, so please stay tuned to Vikings.com for continuing coverage of OTAs and, of course, wall-to-wall coverage of minicamp next week.